Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Texas Tech Preview 2018. Let's get straight to it. So, they start off this year, guys, out in Houston versus Ole Miss. Now, this is a good job by Cliff Kingsbury because Ole Miss is an SEC team, but they're a beatable SEC team, and I think Texas Tech can win this game. They always come out the gate very athletic, very tough, and ready to go. So, honestly, I think Texas Tech wins this game September 1st, week one, you know, day one of the season. And I got them winning this and, you know, putting up 50-something points. I got them winning this 50-something to 38 or something like that, like 52-38. But I would not be surprised if they lost. But I think Texas Tech wins this one. Then the Red Raiders head home and they play Lamar. They play Houston at home. Then they go to Oklahoma State. And then they're back home versus West Virginia. The reason I want to talk about this West Virginia game is because West Virginia, everybody's been high on West Virginia winning the conference and being a tough team because of their quarterback and their transfer. But I'm going to say this. Because of what happened 2 years ago when West Virginia came to Lubbock and blew Texas Tech out, I think Cliff Kingsbury remembers that and a couple of players remember that, and I think he's going to be pissed off. And I think this time around, Texas Tech puts a whooping on West Virginia. I don't think West Virginia has a chance to beat Texas Tech at Texas Tech just because they remember what happened last time. And then last year they were so close. I feel like this time they're going to put it together for all four quarters and beat the Mountaineers. Now, I skipped Lamar. Obviously, they should beat Lamar. Houston will be a very competitive game, obviously. The offensive coordinator is a big-time Texas guy. And he took over for Houston after Tom Herman left, Major Applewhite. It'll become competitive, but I feel like Texas Tech will edge Houston. Next, at Oklahoma State, that's actually a 50-50 game this year. Mason Rudolph is gone. Mike Gundy is very good at replacing his quarterbacks and building another foundation. However, you never know what could happen. So that's a 50-50 game. That's not like last – and then last year's game was close as I don't know what. And you got to realize last year at Oklahoma State, I mean, they were top 10 first half of the season. They were on fire. You know, and then they choked there at the end when they got shocked by Iowa State and a couple other teams. So you never know. That's a 50-50 game. After that, they go to TCU. That's up in the air. We really don't know what's going to happen there, guys. TCU is a, they're a phenomenal defensive team. So you never know what to expect with them. So I don't know. That's up in the air. To be honest with you, it'll be a great game. Now, let's talk about that gauntlet they got after that. They got Kansas at home. That should be a win. And it looks like the normal Texas Tech. Start off like 5-1, 5-2, and then struggle to try and get the 6 or 7 wins towards the end of the season. They got to spread that schedule out a little better. So after at TCU, they got Kansas at home. That should be a win. But then after that, they go to Iowa State. Won't be easy. Home versus Oklahoma won't be easy. Home versus Texas won't be easy. However, here's the blessing for Texas Tech. They get Oklahoma and they get Texas at home, the conference's most historical two teams, or the conference, you know, the teams in the conference that bring in the most money and generate the biggest fan bases and have the biggest pub behind them, obviously Oklahoma and Texas. So that's a big deal for Texas Tech to get both of them at home back-to-back. So they don't even have to travel for those games. They can just sit at home and prepare, and that makes it very comfortable. So I expect those to be competitive games. Then Texas Tech will go to Kansas State, and then they will finish out versus Baylor. Not at Waco, it says in Arlington. So I don't know if they're playing at AT&T Stadium. I'm going to guess they are. So remember, that's kind of a neutral site game. That game will be in Arlington. That won't be in Waco. So looking at Texas Tech, you know, I'm going to give them the usual, 7-5. I've been saying for a couple years since we started the Big 12 Nation that 3 or 4 years I see them get going. But, I mean, They only have their running back coming back, and they got to replace Schubanek. So now Cliff Kingsbury has to find another quarterback that quick. You know, it's hard to always try and find a quarterback in these systems, especially with a system like he has. So that's tough. But Trey King is coming back at running back. That will be a help. They always have solid receivers. The thing Coach Kingsbury is going to have to do is find a quarterback. So if he can get a quarterback like Mahomes to stay for 3 or 4 years again, or get a Mahomes to have a breakout year and like be a redshirt sophomore and get him to stay 2 more years, then he has a chance to, you know, win the Big 12 shock and, you know, catch people off guard like Leach did when he was there. But replacing those quarterbacks is the toughest. And looking at the roster, they got, you know, 4 guys that are going to compete. We'll see what happens. And that offense, once it gets rolling, it's amazing. But you got to have a guy in there that commands it. You know, Mahomes was, you know, great. When he was there, he did some amazing things. But we got to get that defense together. And I'm really glad, and I say this often, I'm really glad they never fired that defensive coordinator. That guy really cares. He has those players working hard. Texas Tech's defense was atrocious. He came there, he has them come in turnovers, playing hard and doing tough things. Yeah, they're known for offense, but their defense has stepped up their game a lot better than normal. It was sad to lose, obviously, in the Birmingham Bowl, but it was a good season overall. They finished with a win versus Texas. That got Cliff Kingsbury an extension, and if he can get 7 wins in the regular season and 8 in a bowl game, I think he stays at Texas Tech. But he has to make sure, you know, he gets at least 500 this year or finishes 5-4 in the Big 12. And I think he'll be fine. His job will be safe. But that's it, guys. Not going to go too deep. Not going to go too long. 2018 Texas Tech Red Raiders. Ole Miss out of conference. Houston, Lamar, you know, opener, you know, for the home crowd to enjoy. And from there, it's time to hit the Big 12. All right, guys, I'll be back. Now, finish this out. West Virginia, TCU, and Baylor. And that's it. That's all I got for today, guys. Big 12 Nation. Some people are already in camp. I know some SEC teams like Tennessee already doing two-a-days and practicing fall camp. I shouldn't say two-a-days because we've gone away from the old days no more. They've banned two-a-days, so. Next thing you know, they're going to ban 2-hour practices, and then everything will be, we'll be out here throwing around, Nerf balls and doing two-hand touch. This is Big 12 Nation for the day. I'm out. Have a good day.